Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
How do you pray when your world is falling apart? Or do you stop praying and decide that God has ignored you or forgotten that you exist? I've been thinking about that very issue as I've answered some of the messages which have come to our office from people who are really hurting. But more than that, they have all but given up on God because they prayed for something like winning the lottery and it didn't happen. Some even have contemplated suicide because the financial blessing they prayed for didn't materialize, or the burden of poor health wasn't lifted. Yes, you can dismiss the frustration of people who think about giving up when their world comes unraveled, but that doesn't eliminate the pain or the loneliness that people feel. Have we who are in positions of Christian leadership failed to make what the Bible says about prayer clear enough for people to grasp, or do people simply hear what they want to hear? Have we left the impression that prayer is like pulling the strings, so that if you say the right words and have the right formula, you can get anything you want from God? In his book, Too Busy Not to Pray, Bill Hybels tells about a formula he borrowed from someone else to explain why some prayers go unanswered. He says, if the request is wrong, God says no. If the timing is wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. But if the request is right and the timing is right and you are right, God says go. Prayer is based on a relationship of the child with a father. Paul explained that God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts who cries, Abba, Father. That plea which rises from the heart of God's child is prayer. It's that simple. Prayer is not demanding things from God or ordering him to send the golden spoon of wealth as you strike a deal with him, telling him about all the wonderful things you will do for God and his kingdom as soon as you bank the blessing. Prayer is simply asking the Father in simple, childlike faith to meet you at the point of your need. A loving Father answers our requests based upon his knowledge, which far surpasses ours, and his understanding of our need, which is often different from our perception of the same need. God does hear and answer the faintest plea of his child, but the answers go far deeper than human understanding. Simply put, God answers prayer four ways. One, some answers are direct. Seemingly, the request and the answer move along in parallel channels. That's the way we like to pray. We ask and immediately receive what we ask for. Frankly, God often gives those kind of answers to new believers so they understand he is the Almighty and his power knows no limit. Two, some answers are delayed. Here it's a matter of timing, and God answers on his timetable, not ours. Three, some answers are disguised. We ask for something and then later look back and recognize how God answered, but his answer was different from our request, and we recognize how much better his answer really is. Four, some answers are simply denied. He loves you too much to give you everything you ask for. I've lived long enough to be able to look back and say, Father, thank you that you said no to some of my requests. Father does know best, and you can trust him for your best in life.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.